Hello, everyone. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. This episode with Joe McAdam was recorded on Friday, May 30th, 2025. We talk about stuff that happened in 2025. We talk about stuff that happened in 1991 that became popular in 2009. A bunch of stuff. If you've heard this show before, you've heard Joe before. I'm a big, big fan of Joe. I'm a big fan of Joe's hair and lack thereof. Big fan of Joe. Thanks for listening. Go to youmethemeverybody.com for 15, 16 years of this. We've been doing this a long time. George W. Bush was in office when we started doing this, and that's a few presidents ago. Anyways, here's Joe.
How often do you go on eBay and buy hats of places you're not going to?
I mean, I'll go to New Orleans eventually, but...
Have you not been... You've been to New Orleans? Weren't you just there for, like, a wedding or something?
No, I've been there a lot, and I'll go again. It's a great city. I think it's America's only good city.
It's one of the top five.
Name another one that's good.
You know what I'm going to say.
Chicago.
Tallahassee.
Oh! Getting sassy and...
So I had a legit moment of hope for this country, and it relates to Florida.
Hard to believe, but let's
I know, me too. Saturday night's main event. It's on NBC again. They're doing them quarterly, I think. Jesse Ventura's back sort of announcing. He's more of a guest star. Anyways, they're in Tampa. Hogan doesn't show up. DeSantis is there. He gets booed out of the building. And Jesse's on screen wearing a Malcolm X hat, and CM Punk is the most over wrestler. Like, I'm feeling, okay, this is not all is lost.
As someone who I think you've been... plugged into what wrestling means to the greater picture of our country for a very long time now. Do you think that bodes well? Like how long in the future does it bode well? Is it a 5-year plan, 10-year plan?
Yeah, it's really
just going to pay out.
Honestly, I think midterms. I don't think it's going to be a giant sweeping like every blue seat up, but I don't think we're locked into fascism completely yet.
It's close.
Let's see if they bring
it's
back Lesnar. But until Hogan is like back. That's a good sign.
Is this a WWE event?
Yeah. It was on NBC. It's a WWE event. It's in Tampa Bay, the home of Hulk Hogan, and Hogan doesn't show up.
Tampa, I mean, like, listen, cities can switch. Tampa went from Tom Brady to Baker Mayfield. I'm feeling like that's a good upswing.
Agreed.
Vibes-wise.
I'm not saying, like, everything's solved, for sure, but...
I don't know. It's...
Well, I wrote about this for a few times for Roll Call recently of, like, these are the three wrestlers politicians should emulate if they actually, like, want to maintain popularity or at least not suck. None of them took me up on that. And then the other thing I wrote was there's no way in hell Trump's showing up to Mania because people don't actually want that, and Mania is actually a better litmus test for the country than any UFC event.
Interesting. I need to know who the wrestlers were that should be emulated.
CM Punk, Piper, and Kevin Nash.
Okay. I'll go in chronological
order. Piper never laid down for Hogan, not once. Piper never took the L, even though he was in the main event of WrestleMania 1. The other guy took the L. He refused to lay down for him. That's smart. Don't give in, ever. Work with the guy, but never give in. Don't trade up. Don't ever sell out who you are.
You're talking like a mark here. Listen, oh, is the best thing in wrestling to win the championship or something? It's to make the money. Right?
And you want to be in the main event, and the longer you're in the main event while not holding the belt, you can't lose. So that's the thing. Anyways, Kevin Nash is never refused to work with anybody. Kevin Nash would work with everybody regardless of their political point of view because, like, I'm here to make money. That's the whole point. So even though he's not politically aligned with Hogan, he worked with him because that's where the most money was to be made. That's smart.
Also, he was really good on Detroiters.
That's another one. He understands Detroit. He understands the comedy of Tim Robinson.
He has a sense of humor. Yeah, he's got a good sense of humor.
And he's friends with the Fat Boys. And then number three is Punk for Punk for also similar obvious reasons. There's no one of his like catchphrases is luck is for losers. There's no such thing as luck. That's right. Don't pretend that things are just going to get better. Talk a bunch of shit and then back it up. That's it.
I mean, that sounds good. I think if we're gonna, I'm a big Piper guy. I'm a big Kevin Nash guy. I think Punk was too late for my viewing.
Sure.
He seems like an entertaining fella too.
Also, refuse to do business with the Saudis sometimes. That's probably
hey, that's, There's not a lot of, I mean, I'm sure there's a few examples, but
There are very few examples, and a lot of them have already went after, and then they went, and then the journalist was beheaded, and then those a handful of them were like, "I'm not going back." But like I said, a handful of them.
Jamal Khashoggi?
That's right.
He kind of looked like a friend of mine.
Cool.
When I saw his like picture, and I was like, "Oh my god."
They got him.
Like, you know, check out magazines and stuff. I was like, it was a little freaky.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Who else do you know that's been brutally murdered?
My friend wasn't killed. He looks like
that's
a man
good.
That was
that's
brutally
good.
Killed. So anyway, your positivity about this is really making me feel good. I haven't checked out a wrestling show in a while. I haven't been plugged into, you know, where they are, where everyone's head is these days.
It's interesting because I don't really care. Like, we've talked about this many times. I don't care about the actual in-ring product for the most part.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is, but it's not that. I listen to media podcasts, like shows about the media, as much as I listen to the news, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that does. I get it. That's also part of the news.
Yeah. Yeah, but like I care about the background stuff or all the things surrounding it. I find that's more fascinating than the so-called news, than the actual story. So I don't care about the in-ring anything. I care about how much money was made. I care about why they're in this specific city. I care about what network they're on, why that matters, how many people are watching. That stuff's super fascinating to me. I think that's a good way to tell where everyone is going, not just this country, but everyone.
Do you think that most fans are so like plugged into the product now that they're just like, I don't care about the in-ring product either. It's about the stories and the, you know, outside of it.
I think it's I of any of both media, sports and entertainment, wrestling is probably the biggest. And then number two would probably be the film industry, and then maybe the TV industry, and then the music industry, then maybe like basketball ratings and NFL ratings. But I think it's probably what, 5 to 10% at most. I think most people care about what they're actually watching, not who's getting booed because of their political views.
You mentioned it alongside of film, TV, and music industries.
Yeah.
And do you think that there will be ever an award show for wrestling in the way that there is for film, TV, and music, like a third party, you know, outside source, not like WWE.
Not like those, the Slammies.
I
do. It's actually been mentioned a few times in the last few Hall of Fames of like, sooner or later, someone's going to recognize one of these packages or one of these storylines and give it the awards it deserves. The closest example is when Wesley Morris wrote about the top 10 things in television. I want to say it was 2021, and he included the Jericho MJF feud that featured a Broadway style musical number at one point.
That's, you know, they're putting a lot of resources into this stuff, and it's pretty imaginative. I don't know what that is, but it sounds like a change of pace from most wrestling stuff.
Yeah. So if it's getting coverage in that way, I think that it's a matter of time. We might be dead, but it is getting more and more mainstream, and when there are fewer and fewer things mainstream, I think it's a matter of time.
I think it can get bigger than the Tonys, right?
It's already way bigger than the Tonys. It's already way bigger. That would be fascinating if there was ever an actual
wrestling
Broadway.
Musical?
No, no, there's been something like that. Something like the same way Springsteen did a residency on Broadway. A handful of these guys have done it, where it's like an evening with. If there was just that for like a 45-day run, like we're just doing Raw every single night from a Broadway theater.
I think that'd be pretty fun, right? I mean,
that
I don't
could
think
actually
theaters,
that could absolutely work.
The theaters aren't really like shaped for it.
There's a ton of wrestling in theaters. There always has been, and there always will be.
Always has been, always will be. So, like the most like old timer doing it. Yeah.
It's carny fucks. I saw Metallica this week for the first time.
Wow. First time? That's actually surprising. I figured you would have seen him by now.
I don't care for Metallica. I'm not opposed.
It just seems like, I mean, I haven't seen them either, actually. But they're like a band that has transcended whether you're a fan or not.
Yeah.
It's just a band that you're like, they're coming. I should check that out.
That's exactly how I felt. I'm really glad I saw them. And I have both, I learned some things. and that made me feel good.
Like smart things or
No, I'm pretty dumb.
like
They're real
facts.
dumb takeaways. Just like things I always thought were true. It's like, oh no, it's solidified. Lars is a legitimately bad drummer.
That's really funny because I
He's
never
so
really,
bad.
yeah. I mean, he's old too. Drummers are the first to go. That's hard to keep up on a big show like that.
I got you don't listen to jazz, I guess.
Yeah, I guess I don't listen to jazz.
Or like, I don't know, other metal bands like Slayer. Dave Lombardo has not lost anything.
I mean, like, listen, some guys got it, some guys don't. I don't know what to tell you, but I get that it would be
Lars
an
has never had it.
exhausting
Here's
thing.
the thing. On record, you can't really tell, but when you see them live, the thing that sounded the best in terms of the mics and the presentation was the drums. The drums were in
Yeah.
front. And you don't realize how bad he is until they do some transition stuff because it's like Metallica in the round, right? So every five songs or so, the lights go out, and for like 20 to 60 seconds, they like move a drum set, right? And during that, they'll occasionally like loop in regular Metallica studio versions. And then, like, all of a sudden, the lights are back on and they're into that song. And 100% of the time they did transition, he's like, he's not on time from the studio recording that they just played us.
Yeah, that feels like they're giving you a gimme there with
Yeah,
the lead in.
just don't do that. Just don't
Yeah.
play the part where you nailed it in the studio
Yeah,
live.
we're thinking
Just
I'm
don't.
all yeah. I don't need. Well, I'm otherwise though pretty good.
Oh, it was a great
Lars is bad,
presentation.
but
I thought the way they had the screens is perfect because they only have them. You have to be facing the band to see the screen, which is super smart in like a stadium show. And it was the largest show I've ever been to in terms of an indoor outdoor thing. Like it was in a football stadium.
oh, wow.
And I've only been, I like I've been to Lollapalooza and shit like that that are technically more people, but that's completely outside, you know? Really great presentation. They know what they're doing. 40 years in, Metallica knows what's going on. And I am so impressed by their skull stuff still. 40 years in, I still love all their skull stuff, but I'd feel like a real loser buying a Metallica shirt at this age and wearing it.
Yeah, no, it's not. No, I feel like it's almost like a you can't.
Yeah.
I think you probably can't.
I think I've talked to you about this. I know I've talked to you about this dozens of times, if not hundreds of times. Only now at this age where I'm like, oh, doing the thing is the thing. Doing the thing is the success. There is no such thing as enough money, power, whatever. It's doing the thing. And those are four people that are clearly love what they're doing.
That's so, but I mean, they also, if they were broke, they wouldn't
Based
be.
on how James talks into a microphone, he has to do this. And if he was broke,
Yeah.
he would still do this. And Kirk would just be at Guitar Center doing this. Like these are
Yes.
they
This all checks out. Yeah.
yeah they are in love with what they're doing. I've never heard a band that has such great songs with the worst guitar tone of all time.
And I would say a lot of times drum tone pretty bad. And
The drum tone is so over the top, I like it.
it depends on the record, obviously. But yeah,
You don't like the Saint Anger Metallica meets Slipknot style drum
the
sounds
Bob
or
Rock, like
Little
hitting
Brother?
the, like, yeah, that sounds, I'm not into that.
No.
That's not my, it's not my favorite.
But here's the music nerd in me. I went down a big Suicidal Tendencies Wikipedia rabbit hole, and I was thinking about you because this would be something that you'd dig. I think Suicidal Tendencies might be the most influential band in terms of members without any influence other than like one MTV hit single from like 1990.
Most outsized influence based on how many hits.
Not based, yeah, exactly. Like their tentacles are massive. Obviously, the current bassist from Metallica was in Suicidal Tendencies from like 89 to 95, right? His son is now playing bass in Suicidal Tendencies.
That rips.
It was one of Josh Freese's first bands. He's like the de facto rock drummer of the last 40 years, other than Dave Grohl. It's got Dave Lombardo from Slayer on drums for like 6 years. And not that long ago, Thundercat was on bass for them for like 2002 to 2014.
What? That's way too
Yes.
long.
It's insane that Thundercat's first band was like Suicidal Tendencies, a band that he was like not even born when they started. Like that's what I mean in terms of it's like them and Parliament have these like weird, wonderful offshoots that you would
Yeah.
never expect.
That's pretty tight. And I feel like maybe I'm getting outsized representation of suicidal tendencies living in LA, but I see not a, maybe 2 week period goes by where I don't see a suicidal tendencies shirt or hat.
The hat is badass.
I think the hat is such a cool influence on just like everything. I was driving the other day, and a guy on a motorcycle zips up next to me, and he has a helmet shaped like the little flip bill
hat. Oh,
that's
cool!
And it flipped up in the back. It was so sick. I was like, "This is the coolest motorcycle helmet I've ever seen in my life."
Oh, that's cool.
So they popularized that hat. They got, you know, they have a huge influence over culture, over music, and they have like one song that I'm like, cool.
Yeah. Who has done more for Pepsi? Suicidal Tendencies, Ray Charles, or CM Punk?
I'm trying my best to get Pepsi, the name out in the street here for Pepsi. It's been my, if I ever have one singular piece of writing advice, it's always been, if you're writing and you're using the word Coke, change it to Pepsi.
Why?
It's funnier.
If you had to drink one Coke, one soft drink, one cola-based soft drink, what are you going with? Not the rest of your life, just right now.
Right now? I'd go Coke, I guess.
Yeah.
I'd just go regular Coke with a, you know, glass bottle makes it feel a little classier.
I agree. If it's that being said, if it's pizza, I want RC Cola with a ton of ice.
The pebbled ice in a red frosted cup.
I don't like the pebble ice.
It's a little weird. It feels perverted, honestly, to have pebbled ice. I think it's for perverts and people that want to wear diapers and pretend they're babies.
I'm all fine with people wanting to wear diapers and pretend they're babies. That's cool.
I'm just saying that's perverted. I'm not saying it's bad.
What legacy act do you still want to see?
It used to be AC/DC. I never saw them, but ever since Malcolm Young died, I don't care as much.
Yeah,
because he's my favorite guitar player of all time.
Really?
Easily.
That's fascinating. Who's your favorite bass player?
I don't know if I care that much about bass players. I just don't care as much.
What about singer?
I don't care either about that. I mean, like, I don't. You know what I mean? Like, it's if I'm listening to rock and roll music or hard rock or metal music. Guitar based, you know,
sure,
music like that. It's really, I'm just thinking about guitars.
You just want to hear power chords,
yeah,
played competently.
Yeah, well, like good ones in the right order. Like that's Malcolm Young's whole thing. He plays. He sounded good. He played the right ones, and he did it a lot.
You know who I just saw that you dig is Amel and the Sniffers.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, that's an Australian four piece that loves the exact same things as AC/DC.
Yeah, no, I think there's just something in the Australian blood. You ever listen to The Chats?
No, should I?
Listen to the song Smoko by The Chats and watch the video. That's my music rec of the week. It's kind of old at this point, but at the time, it's like these teens. I don't know. Yeah, it's just like scrappy. It sounds good. It's about Smokos, I guess, Australian slang for a smoke break. So it's real working class. It's good stuff.
These guys, you said they're teenagers?
They were when that song came out.
It's not that old.
It was like 6 years old. I don't know.
Okay. You're 100% right. I'm looking at their most recent album, Get Fucked. You're 100% right. Because their current band photo, I'm like, these guys are our age.
I mean, you live hard in Australia. The sun is really bright there. One of them's a redhead. He's got to be just fully cracked and peeled by the sun.
No,
that song got me. And then they made a music video with the guy that did This Is Democracy Manifest. Charge? Enjoying a meal, a succulent Chinese meal? That guy?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't know who that guy is?
No.
Oh my god. All right, this is
neither
now
do you.
Like, a list of things that you need to watch, but watch the just Google succulent Chinese meal and you'll get what you want.
Is it a succulent Chinese meal?
It's a guy being it's a news clip from the 80s of a guy being kicked out of a restaurant for doing a dine and dash. He was like
Democracy Manifest is an October 1991 Australian news segment by reporter Chris Reason.
Yes.
Okay, so you want me to know on a 34-year-old meme.
This is Hall of Fame. This is like asking, you want me to know who Babe Ruth is? Like, this is a big fucking deal.
The video was recorded on October 11th, 1991, was not uploaded to the internet until 2009.
Yeah, this is like old meme legend status.
It's Jack Carlson.
Yeah, so anyway, he was in a video.
He's a serial prison escapee.
Yeah, he's fucking, he's the lifeblood of Australia. This is what, this is.
Is this the Australian version of Chiefsaholic?
Yeah, he might be the blueprint, you know. I mean, I don't think he had any.
I think that's the buddy comedy you need to write.
The
gentlemen, this is a democracy manifest / get your hands off my penis.
Get your hands off my penis. I'm not doing it justice. He's amazing.
That's why I like talking to you.
You got it. I'm shocked.
You feel a little bit better about the future. You made me feel a lot better about the past.
Yeah. No. It's always been, and it always will be.
Now then, forever.
Kicked out of restaurants for now and forever. Police grabbing your penis as they shove you into a police car.
Cool, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good stuff.
Have you ever seen Aerosmith?
Fuck you. Fuck off. Have I ever seen Aerosmith? Go to hell.
Did I tell you I'm getting into this sounds bad, to grade school and daycare auctions?
It does sound bad.
What sounds really bad, right?
What does that mean?
They all have these fundraisers, and they all tend to do them at the end of the year. And there's like probably 20 to 30 people on these PTAs and probably only like 20 or 30 parents that are possibly bidding. And they all have a ton of prizes. So it's like, do you want a 5-night vacation for $200? That kind of shit.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
And I'm like, and I'm bidding on this rather than like sports betting. Like,
yeah.
Spending way too much money on like getaways and bottles of wine.
I am a raffle man.
Same idea, man.
I am so my nieces and nephews, they went to this school where they would do like a fundraiser. So I'd get, you know, email about their fundraiser and be like, all right, buy a ticket to the raffle. Mm-hmm. I was going so hard buying raffle tickets. I'm like, yeah. I'm going to win this goddamn raffle. Never happened. They don't go to school any longer.
I got a 3-night giveaway, typically like $700 for $300.
That's pretty good.
I'm not telling my wife this yet. I'm about to bid on a bunch of stuff tomorrow night. I have 10 things bookmarked. So if I win everything, it'll cost me about $1,000, but I'll get like $15,000 worth of shit.
Yeah, that's a sale. What do you? Yeah.
But is it a sale?
No, if you weren't going to buy it anyway, no, it's a waste. It's a complete waste.
So I don't know what's going on. What itch am I scratching?
Did I tell you? I feel like I maybe mentioned it, but I don't know. But I went like on an online auction and I bought a Will Shields autographed jersey.
Okay, yeah, but do you know who that benefited?
No.
How did you find out about this auction?
I don't know. I think I got an email because I entered another raffle.
This is what I mean. That's how they get you.
I'm so deep into this. I spent like, it was not a lot of money, and it was a deal. It was a steal of a deal, and you know, I don't want it. I don't want an autograph. What am I going to do with
one
it?
Of these auctions?
Frame it, put it
was
up,
selling was raffling off Beyonce tickets for a show that was in like 10 days, but the problem was at MetLife in New Jersey. This is a DC area school, but it's two tickets for Beyonce it ended up going for $350.
That's dirt cheap.
That's what I'm saying. It's cheaper.
It's in Jersey, and you live in DC.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm like, just get an Uber there and back. That's still cheaper.
How much is an Uber to Jersey?
It's probably not cheaper. But I'm just saying, it seems like a smart idea for a midweek show.
I have the same brain. I will find any justification for something that feels a little bit like a deal.
And I'm like, I'm helping the school.
Well, then it's there. How could you ever have a problem with it?
So now
you get to see Beyonce. You get a, you know, you get to go to New Jersey. You lucky devil.
This is how I'm spending all my weekends, because I can't like real gamble, but I could.
Why not?
Because I'm not good at it like you.
No one is. No one's good at it.
I don't want to do that.
If there was a way to be good at it, it wouldn't exist. You're supposed to lose. It's a miracle if you win. What do you do? You're absolutely supposed to lose at gambling.
What do you got going on?
I'm not doing shit. Nothing.
That
Like I
makes me.
went, I forget when the last time we talked. We talked about the time I went to see the dad at the Sphere in Vegas, right?
No, we did not talk about that.
I went to see the dead at the Sphere in Vegas.
Yeah, I
I
read your
haven't
Blue
seen the
Sky
Sphere.
about it. There was a nude dude.
There was a naked man dancing, or not dancing. He was more like screaming. He was just yelling his fucking lungs out at the show, and it was like he obviously he entered the venue clothed, and he was two rows behind me, but very, very close, and he was just screaming at the top of his lungs. And then it was like, this guy's annoying. So after a while, you give him the eye, you look back, you're like, knock it off, stop screaming at the show. And then I just started to ignore it to make myself enjoy the show. And I look back again because there's a little bit of a hubbub, and he's fully nude and just like kind of like flailing but dancing, like the hippie like arms
Sure.
all arms. And he just keeps yelling, "This is for us. They're doing it for us." And all his friends are like, "Avery, stop it.
Avery?
Put your clothes on. Avery, please." They just kept saying Avery, and it's such a great naked screaming man name.
Old is Avery? Avery.
Avery, how it's impossible to tell how old the chats are. Avery's in that same zone. We're like, "You feel young, but you look like you've seen some shit." But
My Metallica people in front of me was it was bad. It was a teen boy wearing his high school wrestling shirt, but on the back of the high school wrestling shirt, it was a nod to both, I guess, Full Metal Jacket and Megadeth. It said, "Killing his business is good," but it was "Wrestling his business is good." Anyways, so
I think
teen,
that's a very things will always be, and they always will be.
sure.
Wrestling high school kids will always love Metallica.
Oh, well, that's Megadeth.
But he was at the Metallica show.
He was at the Metallica. I don't think he wanted to be there. His mom was
Interesting.
wrecked. She was blitzed way before Metallica
I
took the stage,
love
really
this.
fucking drunk.
Yeah.
They were both drinking the canned cocktails.
Those will, if you, this sneak up on you if you get
Oh
the
yeah.
margaritas.
And then she was with, I'm assuming, her husband or boyfriend, whatever. I don't care. They're clearly together. I think that they went for him. And I know that it's not the boy's dad only because the boy's phone screensaver wallpaper was a soldier who looked exactly like him, who was not there, who I'm assuming is dead at this point.
You're filling in some gaps.
I am filling in some gaps. The
It could be
guy,
he found a family elsewhere.
he did. And then the guy is wearing, what's that clothing brand you see people that has like, is wine based? It's like a whale on it.
A wine-based
It's a
clothing
wine-based
company with a
clothing
whale on it?
company.
I can't, it can't be Whale Whiners, can it? That's a stupid name,
Oh, what
right?
is it called? You see it everywhere. Oh,
Wine Whalers? It's
shit.
one of the
I'm going
two.
to put white man clothing whale?
You know what? I had
Vineyard
to.
Vines.
Vineyard Vines. That's not a good name.
It's Vineyard Vines. Anyways, he's wearing a Vineyard Vines like long sleeve going to the pool shirt and a
Okay.
backwards University of Florida hat. And like with every 5 minutes, the teen or the man is like doing a weird wrestling like fuck you maneuver on each other because the mom is gone for 90% of the concert. We have no idea where she is.
She's probably in the John.
His wallpaper is a bikini photo of her.
I
And the
this
only
is
thing I
good.
hear clearly the entire night, other than slow down or stop it, is from the teen boy saying, "That's my mom," and is really mad at the man.
So he's saying filthy things to the teen.
I don't know if you know this, but every fourth song in Metallica's catalog is about how war is bad and we shouldn't be in war and death is coming for you if you're a soldier.
Yeah, but that's, they wrote those when they were so young and they didn't understand the world yet. They've now know that war is good and
Yeah, I can't think of a more anti-war band that isn't a hippie band than Metallica.
Sabbath famously, War Pigs is a good.
Yeah, but they have one song. Metallica's got four.
Yeah,
And
that
they're
is
pretty
four
big
times as
songs.
many. Yeah.
So anyways, that was my Avery experience. How was the dead?
I don't care about the dead, and I don't like what they do.
So it's bad. It
it's
was a
not
bad
for me.
Time.
It's like it's not for me, and I think it's they're the act is like John Mayer is kind of the band leader now.
Yeah.
And he is outshining everybody on stage in a way that it makes it look like just be in a dead cover band and let these old guys slip away.
I think it's the old guys that want to do it, though. I mean, Mayer does not need to do this.
I don't know what their inter-dead politics are, but it's very, it feels like someone is there against their will.
They just announced 3 nights at Golden Gate Park.
Okay, yeah.
And I think tickets start at $375. How much were your tickets? Do you remember?
I did very last second. Like, we got to the venue and we're like, all right, let's try to get some cheapo ones. And the cheapest we could find is $170.
Okay, so that's still remarkably cheaper.
But it's still remarkably a lot of money for a band I don't care about.
Yeah, so why'd you do it? It was like a bucket list thing?
No, it was a friend was in town. It was his birthday, and it was like, all right, we'll go. He wanted to go to Vegas to see the dead. He likes them, and I don't care for them.
And so at least one person in your party wanted to be there.
Yes, yeah.
Did he like it?
The bulk of the party. It was four people and three, and I was the one that was like, I don't really care, but I wanted to be there. Because
did the other three people like it?
Yeah, they had a good time. I think there's notes at the end. You're like, they're getting a little long in the tooth here. This is they're not looking. I mean, like for being an 80-year-old guy in shorts, you know, Bob Weir looks great.
Yeah, sure.
And you know, everyone looks like healthy, but it's like, it's just if you thought they were like kind of meandering 50 years ago.
Oh yeah, I see what you're saying.
Dear God.
Yeah. Yeah, Metallica didn't do that. They were really tight. Other than Lars being not good.
Yeah.
There was very, very, very little banter. It was good. It makes me appreciate them a hell of a lot more. Especially after your dead experience. And they had flames, too. That's fun. They had flames.
Nobody does that anymore.
There's a reason.
Yeah, it's dangerous. It's wildly dangerous.
They also had gigantic beach balls.
That's not very Metallica.
No, and I think that it was during Seek and Destroy they unleashed all the giant beach balls.
I like that they're see, this is what makes a band like a band has to have something that undercuts the toughness.
Is it Search and Destroy? I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, it's
Seek and Search.
It's Metallica Seek, right? Is Seek, Stooges is Search.
Got it.
Yeah, those are the two Destroy songs.
You know what's wild? I've seen the Stooges, I think, 7 times.
That's a lot.
Yeah. They didn't reform until like 2007, 2008, 2009. Like,
around
and
there,
I saw them more than Metallica.
That's reasonable, though. That's because that was first out of the gate. It was like a novelty that they were back.
Yeah.
And then they've had multiple lineups with like interesting members. And also, I just prefer them to Metallica.
Yeah. Anyways, how fucked up were you during The Dead?
Not at all. I didn't do drugs. It was very what a waste of time.
Yeah, sounds like it. Sounds
what
like
a complete
it.
And utter waste of time. I had because the beers there are $35 or something insane.
For 12 ounce or for 25 ounce?
I don't know. Actually, I didn't get anything there, but my buddy got like a little like cocktail, like a whiskey on the rocks or something, and he's like, "This is $40."
Yep.
I'm like, okay, I'm not.
Yeah, this was at the stadium, but so it's so messed up being in DC. I'm like, that's just the price of a beer at a bar. A 12-ounce beer at a bar right now is like $8, $9, or $10 anyways.
I found a new secret bar in my neighborhood just yesterday, and a beer was just under $6, and I'm never going to tell anybody what it was. Or
what
where
kind
to go
of beer,
for.
Though, was under $6?
It was a Singha.
Okay. What's Pabst?
I don't know. They didn't have it.
That you just, I just, what's the cheapest beer as a litmus test? That's what I always want to know.
Hams or Olympia or something in that
Yeah,
ballpark.
What's that cost?
I can get one of those for like $5. That's, you know, non-happy hour somewhere.
That's, well, you're, I'm talking about this specific place. That's what I mean.
Oh, that, that's, that, I don't know. It's my first time there. So I didn't dig into all the finer points.
Well, we're different people. I just want to know how fucked up you get at dead shows and how much the cheapest beer is at the only bars you like.
That's I'll do more research.
Appreciate that. I'm convinced that beer companies are going to lose your next crop of alcoholics. It's cheaper to get high.
And it's healthier. You feel a little bit better the next day, you know.
It's a problem. I like booze music more than high music, and it's really a problem.
I'm in the same boat. I'm not as much of a high guy. I'm more comfortable with a beer, but it's getting old is part, you got to keep yourself trying new things, trying to stay on top of things and adaptable. You got to evolve.
I wanted to bring this up to you, but I wanted to wait till we're about to end. Did you see any of the recent Bald commercials? Specifically, this one guy says in the commercial, "I didn't talk to my friends for 5 years because I was going bald," and it made me think of you.
I didn't talk to my friends.
For 5 years.
Is this like an AI thing? Is it
No, it
like.
was not. It was a Netflix ad that just played for me. I will send you the link to it. I
If
don't
I
want to.
got a. If I could give some kind of bald advice,
Yes, I would love that. Thank you.
that's not the bald problem. That's a you problem. That's an internal thing. It's not external. If you didn't talk to your friends for 5 years, and first of all, that's not true. This is fake. It's a commercial. It's TV.
No, but I just want to know, as a proud bald man, when
Yeah.
you hear something like that, what is your first reaction?
Well, I want to, if that were a real man, which it's not, I would take him under my wing. I would hang out and give him a day of like bald activities. We'd do bald stuff, bald guy stuff. And I just show him the joys of it's about your confidence, and you can be a confident balding man, and go to the batting cage, do something fun.
I don't know if you, this is not a plan. My favorite solo activity in the world, batting cages.
That's great.
It's the greatest thing you could possibly do. You feel
If
like a
I,
failure and a champion all within one 10 ball round.
it's great. It's like nothing. It's such a boost. To be like, yeah, I can hit a baseball. Of course, I do go to the softball one, but
Well, you start at softball, then you go slow, and then you move up.
I'm not trying to challenge myself. I'm trying to gas myself up.
Sometimes I stay and I start and end in fast.
Oh yeah, no. If you bump it to like the 70 mile an hour one, it's like, oh yeah, you feel like such a damn stud. It's great. No, I can't recommend it enough. Put the headphones on and just. Put the chats on the headphones and just take a whack at some balls.
This came up with my wife. If you had unlimited money, you didn't have to worry about work, you could do whatever, what would you do with your billions of dollars? Batting cage at home.
Wow.
I want to put one in the yard right now.
I feel like part of the experience for me is being in a gross place.
No, I no, fuck no. I want
There's
to
a
hit.
Gatorade vending machine that's kind of crusty. This
I
place
want to
I go to
hit
sucks.
alone for hours at a time.
Yeah. Well, that's how you and I are different people.
Thanks for sharing your bald confidence.
Hey, anytime. And if you have any bald friends, if there are any bald
I don't
listeners
talk to
out
any bald
there,
people except you.
this is the one that I have to
And
wear.
I make you wear a hat, so
You made
thank
me
you.
wear a hat for this. It's rude. It's really fucked up. It's not a thing that friends do to each other, but here we are.
Ba-bum-ba-bum, you duties and pack your packs, yet.
You, me, them, everybody is made by me, Brandon Weatherby. We've been doing this show since 2008 when George W. Bush was in office, which means it's been going on for a very, very long time. Our most recent year of episodes is always available on iTunes. The rest of it is available at youmethemeverybody.com. We have a Patreon. Go to youmethemeverybody.com or this podcast description to donate. Our art is by Jill Ron. Our theme music is by Daniel Knox. Thanks for listening. Have a great night.
I'll hunt the places that you've been sleeping, friends and family. I'll be keeping.